You are tuned to KVSC 88.1 FM. This is News Director Mohammed Najafian. Sitting with me is Officer Daniel McClure from the St. Clair Police Department. We are going to talk about what the role of St. Clair Police officers that liaison with St. Clair State University are and what we can do as a community in general to make sure that our campus and safety is of priority. Thank you for joining us at KVSC 88.1 FM. The reason that we are having you here is to bring awareness for students to know that officers are on active duty on campus, helping students, faculty to ensure that they are safe and keep criminals and danger at their bay. So could you please let me know what does St. Cloud Police Department do to make sure that our safety is of priority?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm assigned to the Campus Area Police Services team. And so there's three officers that are assigned through an agreement between the university and the police department. This is our third school year with this program. And like I said, I'm one of those three officers assigned. And basically, there are several things that we do that ensures the safety on campus and the area around campus as well. One of those things is education and getting out to the students and talking to them about ways to be safe. We also investigate crimes that occur on and off campus, and we also strengthen those investigations and our overall safety with patrols in the area as well. So the three of us that are assigned to campus, you know, we will deal with campus crimes such as like theft, property damage, things like that. Off campus and in our area, we investigate violent crimes. So the burglaries, robberies, assaults, defined by statute. So,
what does your education in gender or entail? What do you teach students and faculty?
Absolutely. So our education, we get out and we get into the residence halls on campus. We have an annual cop talk program that we do in the fall. This fall, we did four cop talk programs in the residence halls where students can come and just ask questions of what we do, but we can also infiltrate some information on personal property safety. One of the things that we like to talk about in personal property safety is if you are walking alone at night or during the day, just like any other major city, you know, you should keep safety in your mind. So walking in well-lit areas, walking in large groups, being aware of your surroundings. And what we like to tell students is that, you know, don't bury your face into your cell phone and not be aware of what's going on around you. And we see that often where people are just not paying attention to their surroundings. So those are really the big things. We also have a kiosk in Atwood every Wednesday from 11 to 1. And we have an officer or two there every Wednesday to hand out information, discuss things that are going on maybe on campus or in the neighborhood, take reports if needed, and just be there for the students, greet them, and let them know that we're here on campus. So,
what are the feedbacks that you have received from the students about your presence at Atwood? I didn't know that you would be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had that's nice.
We've had great feedback. We've had a lot of students come to our kiosks more than once just to say hi, to either grab a sticker or grab some information on safety. We also have an office in public safety that's located on 4th Avenue and 6th Street, right across the street from the library. So we have an office there as well. And, you know, with the three of us, we obviously cannot staff 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you think we have the three of us, they're in addition to the patrol units that are already in the area. So even if one of the CAPS team members isn't on duty, there is an officer or two in the area already on duty. So
what people can do in order to get connected with you at public safety? Because I know that, for example, not all of you are available at the office, and like you said, some of you might be on duty covering the areas. So how can they get in touch with you, and what do you teach public officers to prevent any danger?
Well, it's very easy to get in contact with us. Now, when we're on duty, and someone's getting a hold, or trying to get a hold of us, we may be on another call, and that's typical. So, you know, what I would suggest for people to do is to contact the public safety department, public safety office, 308-3333, or if you live on campus, 83333, and you can ask for one of us, and if we're available. Otherwise, you can come right to the public safety office. There's usually someone at the front desk there during normal business hours. Public safety here on campus also has a 24-hour dispatch center, so there's always someone that will be here answering the phone. You know, one of the things that we also talk about, we discuss with public safety officers about safety, is really just getting the word out and educating students on how they can be safe, kind of what I mentioned before about, you know, walking in well-lit areas, walking with groups, being aware of your surroundings. And I think between public safety and the police department, I think we get the message out there, you know, pretty clearly. Obviously, the more students that we talk to, the more our message gets out there as well. So,
can students ask for officers to be escorting a group of students or to accompany them late at night or early in the morning?
Sure. So public safety has an escort policy or an escort program that students utilize, and it's utilized quite frequently. The police department, we don't necessarily escort people. Now, obviously, if there is someone that's suspicious in the area, or someone that maybe is following them, you know, they don't feel safe because there's some suspicious people in the area, they can call us and tell us that and give us the information. But as far as an escort service, it would more come from public safety than from the police department.
What capacity or capability, I should say, public officers have when running into dangerous or suspicious activities? What do they do? Because as far as I know, they don't carry arm, right? They're not armed.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about public safety officers. So they're not armed, correct? Public safety officers, they go through an annual training, you know, through their administration. They collect a lot of information for us. And when we tell them, you know, when we're talking about safety, because they're not armed, you know, we want to make sure that they're safe too. So, you know, we wouldn't want them to respond into a dangerous situation. Call us right away, call 911 and let police officers arrive and at least make the scene safe before anyone else can come in. So that's, you know, those are some of the things that we talk about as far as just overall safety is concerned. We wouldn't want someone to show up in a dangerous situation. They're not equipped to protect themselves or others.
Like you said, the number of thefts, property damage, and assault, discrimination is hiking up. What officers have done to reduce this trend, to make it go down instead of spiking up?
So again, we investigate crimes. So if there is a crime that has been committed, like you said, theft, property damage, assault, we'll come in and investigate that from the beginning if we're on duty. If we're not on duty, there's another police officer that will be there, and we'll, you know, as a CAPS officer, we'll get the follow-up if there is any necessary. But we'll investigate those crimes and make arrests as appropriate. You know, if it comes down to a crime motivated by bias, you know, that we'll investigate as well. And so if we determine that, okay, there was some bias-motivated crime that occurred while the crime was occurring, you know, that's an additional charge for that. So, and so just to be clear, you know, as a police department, we investigate crimes, you know, by Minnesota state statute and by city ordinance as well. So
another thing that I'd like to cover is recently all the schools around the country have been worrying about if individuals can be armed and what the regulations are to let them carry weapons. What are the restrictions on campus or in St. Cloud? Who can carry arms or weapons and who cannot be armed?
Sure. So the police department, what we do is whenever we get called to someone that's maybe carrying a firearm, let's just say, for instance, we'll come and investigate whether or not they can legally have it. So whether they have a permit to carry, whether they have, maybe they're restricted somehow, maybe they're a convicted felon. And those are some things that we'll look at. As far as the campus policy is concerned, we don't enforce campus policies. That's what the student code of conduct would be enforced by the university. And so, you know, I don't know what the exact policy is for that. But if we're called by the university to come and investigate someone that is carrying a firearm, we absolutely would do so. And we would do so with some pretty good immediacy. So,
and one more thing that is a little bit ambiguous or vague to me is that when people make hoax calls, how do you react to them? How do you approach the individuals that have been labeled with something that they are not?
So hoax calls, we investigate all calls with the utmost seriousness. And so if we get a hoax call of something dangerous going on, you know, we will determine how many resources we need to investigate that call. If we determine that it's a fake call, it's not real, you know, there are laws in place that we could potentially charge that person with a false report, you know, and that would be all determined by what we get with the investigation. I would hope that, you know, through our investigations, if someone's labeled with being a criminal or committed a crime, we would hope that we've collected enough evidence to determine, okay, well, this person isn't involved, and then make the determination where our investigation goes from there. We don't want to bring innocent people to jail or arrest innocent people. Sure. And that's why every case, it's investigated properly and thoroughly, because we want to ensure that, you know, the right people are being charged or being arrested. So.
And lastly, and the thing that I want to conclude my conversation with is, you know, criminals are taken into custody and they remain in prison for, say, 10 years, 20 years, or any other amount of time that they are sentenced to. But when they come out, they commit another crime. Do they not learn the lessons? What can the society do, or maybe police department do, to keep them away from repeating the same crime or being of danger or harm to society?
You know, I think it's very important. Again, we talked about education, and I think that goes hand in hand with career criminals, if you will. Someone that's been in the system for 10, 20 years and then gets out and, you know, commits another crime. I think rehabilitation is very important. Education is very important. And you're going to have people that aren't necessarily getting the, at least the education and the rehabilitation is being sunk in. Mm-hmm. So I think we just have to continue to work with those individuals and to make sure that, okay, they are able to be readmitted into society. You know, that's a tough one, because I know that people that have had prison sentences and prison terms have come out and they have been a great contributor to society. And so it really is connecting those people to the right services to maybe turn their lives around and to be a contributing member of society.
And, you know, one other example that we can refer to, for example, yesterday I received a report from St. Cloud Police Department saying that a 19-year-old boy has threatened a man with a hunting knife to ask for property. They know that they are going to be arrested later on. Why do they commit such a thing, that considering the fact that they know the consequences of their actions, and he was arrested a few hours later? So what is it that can help individuals who are maybe thinking of doing or committing a crime? Mm-hmm. What is your suggestion to vulnerable people, or to those people who are prone to such activities because of their atmospheres, their families, probably the area where they live in, or the people who are surrounded with their friends?
Sure.
What are your suggestions to them? What should they keep in mind before jumping into something that could have dangerous outcomes for themselves, to be put in prison or to have a record in their history?
Sure. Well, I think the hardest thing is to know what people are thinking about at the time that they're committing crimes. What I would suggest is surrounding yourself with good people, surrounding yourself with people that abide by the law, that have goals for the future for themselves and for others, to not be around any harmful substances like drugs, and really educating yourself on all the possibilities of what you can do in the future. I mean, we as humans, we have amazing talents. All of us have amazing talents in some way or another, and we can utilize those talents to be productive in the future. And that's what I would suggest, is just to find those good avenues, ways to be involved in a positive leadership type of role, get involved in your community, and just be a part of something great.
Well, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us at KVSC 88.1 FM. And do you have anything else to talk about?
You know, looking forward to a great rest of the semester and great rest of the school year. I'm very proud to be a police officer, especially here in the city of St. Cloud. We've got a great community, a lot of leadership here in our community that is fantastic. And to work with the university has been great. It's been awesome. It's a little bit of home for me. I'm an alumni of St. Cloud State. I graduated 12 years ago in criminal justice, and I graduated last spring of 2014 with my master's in the PSCL program here. So it's like coming home again as being part of the CAPS team, and I absolutely love it here. So.
Well, I'm sure that SCSU students do appreciate your presence and help to ensure our security and safety. You were listening to my conversation with Officer Daniel McClure from the St. Cloud Police Department. Things that we were talking about included, what does the St. Cloud Police Department do in order to ensure that the safety of the students and faculty members are their priority? Thank you for listening to KVSC 88.1 FM, your sound alternative.